Okay, so today I'll be talking about a program that we evaluated as subcontractors. The program has been in place 5 years. We've been serving as the evaluation team for 4 of the 5 years. And the name of the program is Future Leaders Outreach Network. The objectives for today are not to talk about the results specifically, but I'm going to talk about the process for the program evaluation, how we design the evaluation, how it meets the needs, we hope, of the underserved population, and a little bit about the practical uses of evaluation results. This is the evaluation team. Again, we were hired. We sit in Wichita, and the program is actually administered in Kansas City. So we started with the evaluation methods in year 4, designing wraparound evaluation services for the client, beginning with formative research. They had done some evaluation the year prior, but then we came in and re-evaluated using formative research, implementing continuous process evaluation, looking at impact evaluation methods, and eventually the outcome evaluation methods, which we're looking at those results right now for the duration of the project. A little bit of background about the program itself. They were designed as a community-based program to provide adolescents with skills to empower them to set goals, and primarily as risk reduction for alcohol usage, violence prevention, drug usage, and abstinence behavior for sexual abstinence. So the program is located in 2 counties, Leavenworth and Wyandotte. Wyandotte is a historically very urban African-American community, particularly in the inner city schools, with high rates of all of the risk behaviors in their public school setting. And we are in the public school setting in both counties. So the program was disseminated primarily to African-American, some Asian and Hispanic youth. Very few Caucasians are in this population, and include ages 12 to 18, that being 6th grade through their senior year, as a part of their health education or health behaviors coursework in the public school setting. The curriculum is used in instruction by grade, so they're grade sensitive, and it was already designed curriculum that we didn't design it ourselves or test it ourselves or anything, but we evaluated pre-designed curriculum for each grade specific in class setting, and then also included parent workshops. That was curriculum that was kind of created by the program in conjunction with some of the community members. All events are free of charge to the parents and include a meal, and they have family-friendly entertainment, meaning they also include child care and a lot of things for the parents to be able to bring their children to the setting. And the intervention's about 2 hours, with the hope of educating and giving resources to the parents specifically for them. Additionally, some of the support activities include assembly, so a 2-hour assembly during the class time period, and then they have some rallies and jazz summits, things that happen often during the summer. So these are the components of the curriculum and the program itself. The types of intervention or evaluation that we began with were the focus group. So our first year, 4 years ago, we sat down with the community stakeholders, the parents, and the youth, and did focus groups to find out exactly what they were receiving at that time and what they had hoped to receive for the next year as far as education and resources. Then we implemented a process tracking that happened at the program level, and also all data collection and coordination happened at the program level in Kansas City. That wasn't something that we were a part of. And then we did an annual impact evaluation with using pre and post data from coalition members, the parent workshops, and all of the interventions involving the youth. The purpose of the evaluation, really to document the effectiveness of it, but also to provide a feedback loop to the program through the evaluation, through the data and figure out what was lacking on an annual basis and see if we saw recurring themes of resources that the students need or just support that they may need in order to maintain the lower risky behaviors. Also to demonstrate the cost effectiveness to the stakeholders, because they knew that they would have to figure out some sustainability issues once the grant funding left, and they wanted to be able to have a core program that could be sustained by the community, by the stakeholders within the school system once the HHS grant ended. In the beginning, we set out using a logic model and kind of taught, I think, this built a little bit of skills, planning skills, particularly with the community members and the stakeholder groups to help them think that at the end of the five-year period, what would they need to have in place, beginning with the end in mind, in order to continue building the sustainability. So these are the types of things that we did with the evaluation to help them with their skill building, helping them see what is the ultimate goal for that community of people in order to reduce risk behaviors for 6th to 12th graders within the county. So these are the methods that we used in order to conduct the evaluation. We wanted to assess longitudinal changes in knowledge and beliefs and attitudes and intentions at the program levels at three intervals. So we did a pre or baseline whenever a new class came into the program. Then we did the in-class intervention, which was an eight-week program in the school setting. And then we did a post-intervention, and then we had 3- and 6-month follow-up surveys. Now, this is only for the in-class portion and the students themselves. To assess the representativeness of the cohort and to report the findings back to the shareholders. Until last year, we didn't have a comparison or control group in place. We just started building that in the last year. So some of our comparability of the data has to be within cohort. We didn't have a large enough sample size within a control group. We implemented incentive for each school. We paid them $1,000 to participate as a control and to issue the surveys. Had very few schools interested in participating at that level. So the results, the in-class curriculum, and this is very broad, we're still looking at our multi-year evaluation analysis, but in general, year over year, the curriculum, in-class curriculum evaluation has shown statistically significant increases in the overall intervention at all levels for all four of the risk behaviors. Also for the parents, incredible results as far as increased knowledge and assessing the attitudes of them regarding their students' behaviors and understanding of these risk behaviors. And the assemblies and rallies were a little bit less significant in the results because, as you probably would expect, giving a pre and a post for a two-hour assembly is really difficult. Often the students just throw that away. You can get some dose effect from those assemblies and from the summer rallies, and we do see that it really does kind of dose effect them up, and in the long run, it affects the six-month follow-up results through that dosing, but just standalone, probably not very solid effect. The demographic information really shows us that we had a good distribution across both counties and great representations of the schools throughout those counties. The six-month results have shown quite a bit of decay. We're looking at maybe ways to dose at 3 months in order to kind of booster up the six-month follow-up. And the match sample, as I said earlier, and comparison control groups are probably needed in order to extend the comparison of this intervention versus nothing at all. So at the very end, I will say that the process Advanced Future Leader Outreach Network from the initiative to promote social justice within this community and great decision making to and effectively implement a program with demonstrable positive community impact on teens and adults, as has been given to us through the community and stakeholder setting, the parents and the youth as well.